हरि ओम सहनावावतु सहनाभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरिगौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
So now, Songs of the Acharyas, Sharanagati by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Fifth Principle of Surrender, Bhakti Pratikul Bhava Varjanam Mikar, Renunciation of Conduct Unfavorable to Pure Devotion. Song 1. Keshava, Keshava, Tua Jagat Vichitra, Karma Vipake, Bhava Vana Brahma, Brahmayi. Pe Kalun Ranga Bahu Chitra. O Keshava, this material creation of yours is most strange. I have roamed throughout the forest of this universe in consequence of my selfish acts, and I have beheld many curious sights. Footnote 28. Bhagavad Dharma, this is from Prabhupada's purport. Bhagavad Dharma, or the cult of Srimad Bhagavatam, is perfectly distinct from the way of fruit of activities, which are considered by the devotees to be merely a waste of time. The whole universe, or for that matter, all material existence, is moving on as jagat, simply for planning business to make one's position very comfortable or secure. Although everyone sees that this existence is neither comfortable nor secure, and can never become comfortable or secure at any stage of development. Those who are captivated by the illusory advancement of material civilization, following the way of phantasmagoria, are certainly madmen. The whole material creation is a jugglery of names only. In fact, it is nothing but a bewildering creation of matter like earth, water, and fire. The buildings, furniture, cars, bungalows, mills, factories, industries, peace, war, or even the highest perfection of material science, namely atomic energy and electronics, are all simply bewildering names of material elements with their concomitant reactions of the three modes. Since the devotee of the Lord knows them perfectly well, he is not interested in creating unwanted things for a situation which is not at all reality, but simply names of no more significance than the babble of sea waves. The great kings, leaders, and soldiers fought with one another in order to perpetuate their names in history. They are forgotten in due course of time, and they make a place for another era in history. But the devotee realizes how much history and historical persons are useless products of flickering time. The fruitive worker aspires after a big fortune in the matter of wealth, women, and worldly adoration. But those who are fixed in perfect reality are not at all interested in such false things. For them it is all a waste of time. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.2.3 purport. Tua pada vismriti amara jan tarana klesha dahane dohi jai kapila patanjali gautama kuna kana bhoji jaimini bhauta aowe dai. Forgetfulness of your lotus feet, which is bitter suffering until death, burns me with its scorching pain. In this helpless condition, my would-be saviors, the sage philosophers Kapila, Gotama, Kanada, Jaimini, and Buddha, have come running to my aid. Kanada, Kanaboji. Tab koe nijamate bhukti mukti Ja Chato Pata I Nana Vita Fun. So Shab So Savu Vanchaka Tua Bhakti Bahir Muka Gataoe Vishama Paramad. Each expounds his particular view, dangling various pleasures and liberation as bait in their philosophical traps. Was that bad?
No.
But all of them are just bogus teachers, being averse to your devotional service, and are therefore a source of fatal danger. 29. I offer my obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even an ignorant child can swim across the ocean of conclusions about the ultimate truth, which is full of the crocodiles of various theories. Purport. By the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even an inexperienced boy with no educational culture can be saved from the ocean of nescience, which is full of various types of philosophical doctrines that are like dangerous aquatic animals. The philosophy of the Buddha, the argumentative presentation of the Jnanis, the yoga systems of Patanjali and Gotama, and the systems of philosophers like Kanada, Kapila, and Tatatreya are dangerous creatures in the ocean of nescience. By the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can have real understanding of the essence of knowledge by avoiding these sectarian views and accepting the lotus feet of Krishna as the ultimate goal of life. Let us all worship Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his gracious mercy to the conditioned souls. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 2.1. Yeah. So that's the thing, is the conclusions given by Lord Chaitanya, because they're talking, starting with Krishna, they're descending. That means anyone, says here, even an inexperienced boy can understand. So that's the idea, is that actually these things that we'll think are very technical in that actually are not, because they're coming in that descending aspect, but because we're not aware of them or comfortable with them, then we get distracted by our own perspectives and everything. So the principles given by Lord Chaitanya, and that, then anybody can catch that. Anybody can understand the ontology, the epistemology, you know, that you have just what you see with your senses, which your senses are faulty, what you manufacture from the mind, the speculation, which can also be faulty, but then you have Shabda, which is coming from authority. You know, so it's very straightforward. And then also then the ontology of the Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana based on scripture, you know, the Dasa Mool, then it becomes very, very, very straightforward. Anybody can catch. It means they regularly hear on these things, then it becomes a way of thinking like that. So then one can save oneself from all these other philosophies. I can say, oh, but all these other philosophies are very technical and this and that, but can they explain what is the soul? What is God? What is the material world? Right? You know, what is the process of elevation, you know, from this material platform? And what is the ultimate goal? What's your relationship with the Lord, you know, after this, you know, elevation? So that should be able to be described very simply, like we see. You know, the soul is the eternal part and parcel servant of the Lord. The material world is the Lord's energy. The process of elevation is chanting the holy name, Harinam Sankirtan, and the ultimate goal is to developing love for Krishna. So we can say that, those positions, you know, very, very, very simply. But we generally see as these others, they can't. You know, other than it's all illusion or something like that. You know, then where did the illusion come from? That they can't explain. We can explain where the illusion comes from. You know, so one may say, oh, but you're saying that they're sectarian, but they could also say we're sectarian. No, sectarian comes when you don't see it in the context without illusion. We may be an illusion as an individual, but we're hearing from authorities who are not an illusion. And so they're consistent in these things, and therefore you can see it works very nicely. Like that. So that's not sectarian. It's not for a particular time, place, and circumstance. These others are. Like that. So even as tools, there's aspects of them that we use. Because they've simply studied the Vedic literature, and they've taken from the Vedic literature some certain points that resonates with their mundane consciousness and try to make a complete philosophy out of it. So they don't keep it in the context of it's given in the Veda. They make it into their own theory. So therefore, parts that they've taken from the Vedas, those have value. But the difficulty is now they've extended definitions or left out definitions to try to make their one point work. Does that make sense? Yeah. Vaimuka vanchane bata so sabu niramilo vividha pasara dandavat durato bhakativinoda bhelo bhakata charana kori sar. Every one of them are cunning experts of karma, jnana, yoga, and tapa, who provide various kinds of tempting bait for cheating the souls who are averse to you. Having paid his respects to these cheating philosophers from afar, Bhaktivinoda takes refuge at the feet of your devotees as the essence of his life. Right? So here is then giving up what's renunciation of conduct unfavorable to pure devotion. So we see the first thing is giving up all these bogus philosophies. Yes.
Mara, how to reconcile that Srila Prabhupada mentions that, you know, whoever wants to sit on the Vyasasana have to be familiar with these six philosophies. And here we see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he rejects. So the argument by some is that why would we familiarize ourselves with that which we have ultimately to reach? You know, why waste your time? Just don't bother.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take two means the how do you say two aspects here. One is the, you know, they say the more blunt, and then the one is the more refined. So on the blunt side is, yes, you can say that, and that's nice, but at the same time is there should be a consistency, right? Because devotional service is sustainable, the understanding, the view is sustainable, so it should be something that you have that view as a sustainable position in your practice, right? So that's fine. What we also see is that occasionally the six sisters come up and it's rejected. But always the material world comes up and it's always rejected.
Right.
So unless you're someone who's living full-time in the temple under authority there, then you should not be making that point. You do not have the right to even speak that point. Otherwise, you're a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? If you're one of those hardcore, tough brahmacharis and they say that, fine, let it go, you know, because it's all sankirtan and this and that. And they're doing that, and fine. And as long as they keep doing that, they'll be, you know, situated in pure goodness. And they'll be fine. But if they ever deviate from that, now they'll have a problem. Or they can't maintain that, now they'll have a problem because they don't know how to distinguish how to engage the material energy in the Lord's service. But as long as they're doing it, it's fine. But if they're not doing that, they have zero right to say that. Otherwise, they're just a hypocrite. They're just talking. So what do they have against that? Because they don't mind quoting from this one and that one and bringing up books and that from the modern world. So why is it that and they're... If you say, we don't want any money, we don't want your 1,000 rupees, does that mean, oh, will you take 10 rupees or 5 rupees? No, you've thrown out the whole thing. So if you throw out these six philosophers, you've thrown out all modern philosophy. So don't quote from anybody. Just stick to it. If you only quote Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, great. But if you say anything else, then you're a hypocrite. You know, well-meant hypocrite. You know, that you're trying to keep things, you know, just on Prabhupada or this and that. But Prabhupada's the one that said. So then, why is all that? They also, the same person probably rejects Varnashram. So why are they following it? Why aren't they just like Hare Das Thakur, just chanting Hare Krishna all day? They're either, means in other words, they have service that they're doing all day, they're preaching all day, doing something for the deities all day, and if there's nothing else, they just sit down and chant. If that's all they're doing, or read, then great. Then also they can make the comment. But the point is if your conditioned nature is being engaged according to its nature, then that means you have to consider these things. You know? That's the whole thing. So, like Haridas Thakur, we don't know what his conditioned nature is. Because he didn't have one. Didn't manifest one. You know? So we see is that Rupa and Sanatana are playing the part of being, you know, Brahmins and big, how you say, world-class administrators and, you know, these kind of things. And then they take up devotional service to show that even that, because otherwise, if everybody's Hare Krishna, well, I'm not like that, so I can't do this process. So you have to show us they're coming from all backgrounds. They're coming from these elevated, that they got into these materialistic, you know, you have others who are a lower platform, they take it up, you know, if you're, you know, really grungy in that, then Magrari is there. You know, like that. So there's somebody coming up, or there's even that example of the king cobra who became a devotee, right? Narada Muni became his guru. You know that one?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's like, so it's possible. You know, we can all do. That's why then, you know, it's talking about all the varnas being engaged in Krishna, Kiva Vipa Kriva Nyasi Shudra Kanyan Noya. You know, so within the varnashram, but then it also mentions about, you know, the Pulinda, Huna, you know, Kashradi, you know, all them, then we didn't fit in there, then at least we get an honorable mention here that we can also take part. You know, because that you mentioned the 12, if you match in that, but if it's not, then it says, or lower. And so, you know, somewhere there we've got to mention. So then we can take part. So that's the whole thing. Know what it is and engage it. This whole idea is that these are just easy ways to do, but does this person just study Bhagavatam or Bhagita or that? You know, he knows. Like that, that, like I know one devotee is that when he do his service and all that, you know, because in a stationary place, every day he would put a card with a Gita shloka. The guy knows the whole Gita, frontwards and backwards. Anything you say, he'll quote a Gita shloka. Like that, you know. So it's you're doing that great, but if you are studying, you know, what's going on in the material world, then that's against the point you made. You know, oh, we're just being practical. Well, knowing the six philosophies is also being practical. How do you know what you're saying is not bogus? You know, it's just like Jaimini, you know, Gautama is saying that you use this logical system. You know this is what you say. This is how you counter. This is how the discussion goes. You're trying to come to a proper conclusion. It's based on Shastra, based on authority. Then you're applying your anumana, your perception, like this. So you can have a proper discussion. But if you just say, oh, you know, you're a racist, then that's not logical. You're not dealing with logic. You're just dealing with sentiment and emotions. And that means you can't, don't have the ability to be logical, to think in a logical way. You become angry, you become that. And anger is that, Shastras say, become angry. You know, the path back to Godhead is paved by anger. You know, like that. You know, it's like that. It's how you say, is shaded by the trees of anger. You know, no, it doesn't say that. So that's the whole thing, is that then what it was doing, so how do you deal with this? You don't even know that. Now, that logic is the ultimate goal. That we kick out. But we don't kick out that logic is used. You know, it's just like cooking, like the karmi is cooking for himself. We don't throw out the kitchen. We use it properly for Krishna, how it's useful. You know, so, you know, we might not keep hammer for tenderizing, you know, your neighbor or something like that. So though that we might have not much use for that, but basically most everything else you can use. So what's useful is used. That's the whole point of the mundane platform. What is useful we use, and what's not useful we give up. So if Prabhupada's saying that means it's useful, and if we're giving it up, then on whose authority? It has to be your own authority. Because Prabhupada says it should be used. So then whose authority is it? So then that comes down to that. Then you want to say that you're more of an authority. In all time, place, and circumstances, says, but what does that mean? Explain time, explain place, and explain circumstance. That's where there'll be a problem. You know, they're just going to use the term. Because you use the term, then everyone stands back and goes, oh, yes, I've been defeated. You know, that's what you're supposed to do as soon as they say, time, place, and circumstance, Guru. Then you just say, so what do you mean? What's the time, what's the place, what's the circumstance? And they're like, you can't understand like that? No, so why don't you educate me? Then don't. Why are you bringing it up? We're having a discussion here. And if you don't know, you can't do it, you can't apply it, you don't understand where it is, why are you using it as a point? You know, what is it called? Nigrahastam. You know, you say that, and then everybody stands back, you know, in shock and reverence. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, but if they stick to what Prabhupada says, even if they don't technically know the six systems, you know, analytically and what's what and which goes into where, the six systems are made out of combinations of, a few proper points of understanding, but basically there's something in them that's bogus. That's why then they're considered not appropriate. But there's something in it that's useful. Like in Gotama, the logical system is useful. Or in Jaimini, how you understand what's the topic of some work. What's the topic at hand? You know. So that's there, the Vedanta, you know, you have these different things that, you know, yoga, how the mind is working and all that, so you can connect it properly to Krishna. So those things that are useful, then we're already using, and that will that. But what's not, those will fall under the same categories of improper understanding of the soul, improper understanding of God, improper understanding of the material world, and the relationship between the three. Improper understanding of the process, improper understanding of the goal. And so there's only so many ways it can be wrong. I mean, of course, it's unlimited, but people don't think that far. So as far as people think, then that's what's given. Right? So the Vyasadeva covers all that in the Vyasa Sutra. So Prabhupada explains all these things. He doesn't discuss them. So then the point of the yes, so if you know when someone says this is what Prabhupada would say. You know, if Prabhupada says there's no soul, then Prabhupada would say this. You know, or, you know, the material world's here for my enjoyment, you say this. Or, you know, liberation is the supreme, you say this. So you may not know the six schools, but you understand those five points. Right? And with that, whatever is wrong in any of them, you can address. So you are qualified in addressing the practical points that these six schools have come up with. You just may not be able to identify which is from what school or which is from the different schools, that's all. So in other words, you have to be able to establish Krishna consciousness over any other kind of, atheistic system. Does that make sense? Yeah. Or even theistic, it's not complete. So in that way you should know. So you should know how to establish the devotional service, what's the proper understanding and all that. Because otherwise, if we simply just, you know, class is just a way to get people to do what you want to do, you know, for the management and stuff like that, then, I mean, being engaged in Krishna service, that's good. But that doesn't require the Bhagavatam class for that. You should be able to discuss that and explain it when the people are doing the service. Bhagavatam is for understanding why we're doing that, who we are, who's Krishna, you know, what is devotional service. Otherwise, if that's not discussed, you'll have more problems. In other words, the more devotees understand this, the easier it is to manage. You know, like that. And the less you understand that, then the harder it is and the bigger management gets. So it's interesting, is those who are practical administrators, they always favor smallest form of administration that's practical. They never like anything bigger because you're wasting time, energy, and everything like that. Well, those who aren't practical, the bigger it is, the better. And that because the bigger it is, you feel you're doing something when you're not. You're supposed to administrate. No, but we have this and we're managing the administration. But you're not actually administering to the people. You know, neither ministering or administering. You know, then there's a problem. That makes sense? Yeah. Okay. So we see is he offers this, the cheating philosopher, he offers his respects from far. You know, there's scholars of this, that, you know, they're, as it mentions, karma, jnana, yoga, tapa, you know, they're very expert in these things. They're all positions that are engaged to some degree when they're useful in Krishna's service. But the point is because they're cheating, because they're not actually dealing on the platform of who the soul is, who you are, relationship with God. Therefore, then we just offer obeisances from afar. And if this principle is used, then that means then anybody else, even they're dealing in nicely in their Vaishnavas, but their you know different sampradaya or different things like that, we offer obeisances. We're respectful, but it doesn't mean that we are close. We have our line, our people, and we stick to that. Because otherwise, then if you go, oh, no, but they're this, that, oh, they're so good at this, so good at that, then that means you can't discriminate with anybody. So you can't discriminate between material and spiritual, and then within the spiritual, you can't discriminate. So then it'll just be a very generic kind of thing. So then the spiritual becomes generic for your being nice to everybody. So being nice is actually your main religious principle. You know, being accommodating, not discriminating. That's your religious principle. And then it happens to be that Krishna is part of that, and, you know, ISKCON's part of that. But then, how will you get pure devotional service? Does that make sense? So that's why it's important that these things are appreciated. Otherwise, how do you define pure devotional service? Because devotional service, you know, that it's mixed, it means there's karma, jnana, yoga, and tapa in there. You know, it means the impure aspects. If it's pure devotional service, then it's all about pleasing Krishna, and then those aspects that are useful, because one can say, oh, but you're using them, so why are you using them? That's hypocritical. No, these come from Krishna consciousness. Bhakti, ancient. Bhakti is the origin. When you only take the activities of bhakti to get the physical facility that I want, then that becomes karma. When the intellectual process where I see the situation and see how to connect that to Krishna, but I don't use that for Krishna, it's called jnana. When I just use the methods of meditation, but I'm not meditating on the Lord, and the goal is not to meditate on the Lord in pure devotion, then you get yoga. And if I know the material world is a place of misery, and so therefore I'm living a very austere life and all that, but you don't know how that connects to Krishna, then there's a problem. Yeah, so it's important, but it's not that only if you know then you just and that. His point is someone who knows Krishna can speak on Krishna. Right? What's it? Say Krishna Tattavaviti, say Guru. Right? Yeah, so That's the main point. But these are there to help in that. You know, a bit of logic so you can speak nicely, you know, the six systems so you know how to, what are the deviations that are there. Because these six philosophies are there because these are the kinds of deviations. All the main points of deviations are in these six schools. It means whatever deviations are there are in these schools. And, you know, they overlap and this and that. And then if you're not following them, then you're still, any deviation is still going to be within those categories. It may not be that you have a karmi that's purely a Jaimini or a Gotama or like that, but he'll have something from here and then, you know how people like to take a little bit of this and that. It's like so many people can quote, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, that's an African saying. You know, they say that in Africa. So, you know, you certain things you pick from here and there and, you know, something and all that, and then it's nice and then they make their life, but the deviations will be from these six schools. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So even if you know them technically or not, or even know them modern or not, it doesn't matter, like we see Srila Prabhupada in the, what is that book where they're presenting to him the philosophies, and then he's giving answers. Dialectic.
Spiritual
dialectics or something like this. So some will say as well, the devotee who was presenting wasn't properly presenting that philosophy. But the point is the bogus point is still a bogus point. And Prabhupada's answer to that still answers the bogus point. So if he's saying it was Kant, but it was actually, you know, how you say, Groucho Marx, it doesn't matter. You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, the point is that this is said, this is what you said.
Yeah.
So just by studying that, you'll be able to deal with all the philosophies. But that means if it's there, then you'd be careful. If someone says, okay, well, you know, Kant says this, and so then, okay, now you know, but you know the point from what Prabhupada said. What does it matter? You know, if it is, okay. It's just people in that kind of identity and that, they like it that one knows all these things, but the point is whatever you say. And then you just, like Prabhupada says, okay, you know, but what about this philosopher? Prabhupada just say, well, what does he say? And then they make the point, and they probably answer. So it's not necessarily he knows the whole history and this and that, and, you know, like that kind of thing. You know, so he doesn't know what to call it. The specific cafe that Descartes used to hang out in Paris, and, you know, like that. It doesn't matter. It's what he says. Okay, song 2. Tua bhakti pratikula dharma jate roy parama jatane taha kya jibo nischoy. I will assuredly abandon with utmost endeavor all things in which aversion to your devotional service is inherent. Tua bhakti bahir mukha sangha na koribo goranga viroti jana mukha na heribo. I will not keep company with those opposed to your devotional service, nor even look at the faces of those inimical towards Lord Gauranga. Right, so, those things which are have aversion to Krishna, those persons who are opposed to devotional service. Bhakti pratikul stane na kori vasati bhaktira apriya karye nahi kori rati. I will never reside at a place unfavorable for devotional practices, and I will never take pleasure in non-devotional activities. Right, so here's that. The things, then the people, then the places and activities that are not connected. So he's just looking at all the ways that you avoid anything not connected to Krishna. Bhaktira viroti granta pata na koribo. Bhaktira viroti vyakta. Vakya kabu na shunibo. I will read no book opposed to pure devotion, nor listen to any scriptural explanation which counters pure devotional principles. Like, so that's very important, because sometimes someone will think that, it's scripture, or we're being logical, or we're being practical. But if it's opposed to pure devotional service, the principles, we won't deal with it. Maybe in application of the pure devotional principles, you're applying it in one particular situation, in a particular detail. And one may say that this detail would not be the best in this situation, we should use another detail. But it doesn't go against the principle of pure devotional service. But otherwise, if we're saying that, no, unless you do it like this, it can't be, and we're talking about a detail, not the principle, and it can't be, so unless everybody's nice, it can't be devotional. Until the devotees are nice and accept their community and accept everybody and everyone works in a nice way, then no one can be a devotee. That's against the principles of pure devotional service. Pure devotee includes that, but not the other way around. You can be moral and not be pure devotee, but a pure devotee will be moral. So we have to focus on the pure devotion. That's why the immorality comes up. But if we force morality as the main primary thing, without that you can't have a status in devotional service, that's against the principles of pure devotion. So we have to be very, very careful with these things. Yeah. Gauranga Varjita Stana Tirtha Nahimani Bhaktira Bhadaka Jnana Karma Tucha Jani. I will never regard as sacred any place where Lord Gauranga is rejected. All knowledge or action hindering pure devotional service I consider worthless. So it's not that, oh, but we're just being practical. No, if it's hindering devotional service, why would you do it? So you have to see what's going to be useful in devotional service. And if that works, then it works. And if it doesn't, then why?
It's practical. I mean, when you discuss it with the devotees, when they say practical, it is practical for karma, but it's not practical for pure devotional service. But yes, if you formulate it like that, they will feel very uncomfortable. Like, man, you're challenging my identity. This, that, blah.
But so then, what is your identity?
Mixed.
Yeah, it's mission.
That's the whole thing.
It's mission.
What is it? But then say it. But they don't want to say it. But no, I'm a pure devotee who's engaged, you know, in activities that aren't actually recommended and that, but, you know, it works for me because, you know, I still identify with my conditioned nature and everything like that, but I should be respected and seen on the same level as a pure devotee like anybody else. Why he should be respected and I'm not? I've been around longer than him. You know, these kind of, these are all mundane. Then just say. It's not a matter of, you know, that, you know, it's a matter of, revenge and all that. It says that self-realization means knowing where you're at. So if you have these mixes, you should know that and know what's pure and what's impure, what's useful and what's not. Then you can move forward. But if not, then you'll just get stuck there because out of your own self-preservation, you know, of your own ego and mind and everything like that, then you're going to have to oppose devotional service, and that's not going to work out for you. Because if you only identify, okay, there's God and all that, but, all these practices and all that, I'm not going to deal with, I don't identify with, then let's say next birth, how many people, you know, respect God and all that, but don't do any devotional practices? You know, and are considered, you know, in the, you know, X amount of billions of people who identify themselves as religious. So, is that where you want to go? So that's the whole thing. It has to be, you have to see it as it's your choice you want to do. But point is you know that's there. So that's the point, is that someone who goes, oh no, unless you're living in the temple and that, you know, and like that, you're a nonsense. That's not good. Now you talk to the brahmacharis about that. But for the community, you don't talk like that. You have to show them how, whatever position you're in, because everything's Krishna, everything's connected to Krishna, everything can be connected to Krishna. And so therefore, in whatever position, they should be shown how to connect that to Krishna. If they're not doing what you're doing, and you can't accommodate it, then let someone else do the talking. You know, but don't say that it's a lower position or that. No, it's a position. Lower means you're in the material world. And so whatever that position, it doesn't matter. It's like a merry-go-round. You know, it's just like I'm standing on this side, there's the person coming by on the horse on this side. Oh, they're more elevated, but the person on the other side, they're the lowest of the low. It's just a matter of time. You give it another moment, and it changes. You know? So not only are they going around, but they're also going up and down, you know? So.
Yeah, this is the attraction.
Yes. So that's it's just a small material world, right? You know? Yeah, so that's the thing, is one has to be able to show how in their position to connect to Krishna. And they can't do many things, it's so very essential points. You know, chanting your japa, following the regular principles, offering your prasad to Krishna. You know, like that. Stick to those. If nothing else you're doing, don't worry about that. Do these. You know, like that. Associate with devotees, hear Bhagavatam. These direct activities. Then you will advance. And by adding in, you know, more and more of the direct, indirect aspects so that they become connected with devotional service, that way they get the effect of direct. They become direct. right? Because they're connected too. You know, like iron and fire becomes fire. Right? You know, so once they're connected, we don't make the distinction. We're only making the distinction so that you know to connect them. And those things that are direct, then we're, you know, the quality of them, that you're Krishna conscious, avoid defenses, and like that. So, yeah, then it'll work nice. But one has to know is that the more you know, self-realization means you know where you are. What is your level? What things work for you in Krishna consciousness? What things don't? You know, even if it doesn't work for you, but it's a recommended thing, then you find what way you can keep yourself busy. You know, the idea is regulation. You know, so that's the whole point. Is you regulate your life, then you can start to see it for what it is. If it's unregulated, then it will seem like so much nice variety, you'll think it's still attractive. But as soon as you regulate, anything regulated loses interest. I mentioned, boys used to, when the sugar cane was out here, they'd sneak out the back, you know, during breaks and all that, and go out and steal sugar cane. So then the temple, noticing this, because there was so much sugar cane, then they thought, okay, once a week the boys can come there and eat as much as they want. They come over there, it's official, the guys are there, they'll cut it, clean it for them, give it to them, they can sit around and eat it and talk and do like that. When we first announced it, boys were in ecstasy. You know, so we went over there, and the next day, but after 6 weeks, no one wanted to go. Because it lost all interest, because you could do it. What was of interest is you shouldn't do it. That's why you're going and stealing the sugar cane. Right? You know, it has more taste if you stole it. You know, so as soon as you regulate, then it comes into, you know, they want some sugar cane and all that, then they would go. So some boys would go. It means instead of the whole school going, like, you know, half the school or two-thirds, or like that, depends on the day, they would go. So those who wanted would go, and those who didn't. So somebody might go every week, someone might go every couple of weeks. You know, so that's the things, when you regulate, then you start to look at it more seriously. If it's something you're supposed to do, that means, you know, you want sense gratification, whatever you want you can have, but it's no, this is your time for sense gratification. You want to eat, you eat now. Then it becomes, well, I don't know if I want to eat now. I'll wait till the next. You know, so that's the reason for regulation, is that then you start to see it more clearly. And if you don't regulate, then it always seems new and fresh, and it doesn't work. You find something else new and try a different this and try, you know, like you see, right? People into, you know, health food, they're always changing the diet. What they're saying today, it will kill you. Tomorrow it's the latest diet. You know.
It's not tasty, you have to.
Very good point. Yeah, that's right.
Also, I think on the chemical level is that dopamine is is actually, how you call it? No, hormone, but when it gets out,
the increased level of
dopamine.
The
dopamine, when it's unknown, when it happens just suddenly, like you put your hand in the pocket and then you find $10 or you find a candy, and the amount of dopamine produced is many times more than if you know it is there, it's just sitting, and I'm gonna, so that, you know, on the chemical level, why people like it, like you explained, because then it gives you the kick of dopamine, actually.
Okay.
And other chemicals, they're produced in another way. So if you regulate it, one set of chemicals is produced, serotonin, and then
if serotonin makes your brain work.
Yeah, so if you regulate it, you get serotonin. You know, like when you achieve something, you went through the process, you achieved, and a sense of achievement. So it's different. But dopamine is immediately pushed when it's like unknown. So this is why the social media,
because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
they have to keep changing. Even they had the worst news. After a few days, no one wants to hear about it.
Yeah. So constant change of news, who liked, who didn't like, who commented, who didn't comment, what's going on. It gives you constant throw of dopamine into the system, and then you're always high.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another difficulty with that, as it should be balanced, but that's a different discussion.
Yeah. No, it's a material nature has got it all worked out. See, because in the spiritual world, these things are happening because they're a natural attraction of the soul towards Krishna because of the rati. So the bhava, it's there naturally. But in the material world, we're dealing with dead matter. The body's dead matter, around us is dead matter, whatever we're interacting with is dead matter. So the modes of nature have to create all these hormones and all these different things like that that create the thing. Otherwise, it's the same. It's just like, I can't remember, sometime back, I noticed that there's a feeling you get kind of in your stomach, you know, at the chakra there, above the navel but below the heart.
Yeah.
Like that. And so, but it's the same one if you're happy, you're angry, you know, you're sad. It's the same one. It's just that how it gets interpreted. So the chemicals produced to give that, and then the modes of nature, and then it'll look like this, and then you call it, you know, happiness or distress or this or that. But otherwise, it's the same. You know, a few chemicals, they do everything. You know?
Yeah. And anxiety also gives that thing.
Yeah, anxiety does. So it's all the same thing. It's just somehow or another, you know that there's some emotion going on. That you're supposed to be tuning into some emotion when that's come up. But otherwise, like people who, you know, it's regular or different things like that, then they just get used to it, they don't. You know, it's just like situations that where there'll be, you know, fear, like that. Then those who understand the thing, just when that comes up, it just makes them more focused. So they do their activity, but they're not fearful at all. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, so you always hear about that. So some say, how do you do not fear? No, it's just the emotion comes up, but you just don't respond in that way. You apply yourself. So you have what you're doing, and then these things come up. It just the you know, you just become more focused.
Yeah. Utilize that same energy in a different
way. Yes.
Way. Yeah. Because it's energy, basically.
Yeah.
In theory, it sounds good.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Successful people can do that. And others, then they get carried away. But for many, they want to get carried away. That's the whole thing. The being carried away, like you said, you know, what's happening on the social media? This one said this, and that one said that. It's the end of the world. And then after 3 days, that same thing, that's the end of the world. It's kind of like, who cares? You know, man. You know, it's like...
Yeah, like Corona nowadays. Nobody.
Yeah, it's just America just crossed. I think it's 460,000 deaths or something. No, 4,600,000 deaths. I think that's what it was. That's how many died in the Spanish flu in America.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but there was one third the population. Yeah, right. In other words, it's three times. Yeah. It's, you know, one third of then, but. It's still, you know, it's a point of you know, definition here or something, you know. But it's kind of like, you know, who cares? It's, you know, I think it's 1,600 people die a day. Now, if you go back, you know, a year and a half, that was like, you know, everybody's freaking out. No, it's only that, you know. Only, you know, this many die from flu. You know, I'm sure it's about the same, you know.
In Israel, when they were bombing recently, just a month ago, we went to the beach, and then it started. So everybody ran for shelter, you know, bomb shelter or something. And you see different people react differently.
Uh-huh.
Because there are many of them were in the restaurants, so they left their food. Many were at the beach, inside the sea. And then when it finished, some people ran home. But mostly, they all return to their business.
They went back to the restaurant. It's still sitting there, you know, like that.
Yeah, okay, you paid for that, so it was there. So
yeah. You can. The, what do you call it? The waiter just comes and puts a napkin over, so no dust from the explosions getting in.
Yeah, I was shocked because they opened that.
Yeah. You know, you go back to the beach and, you know, tell the, what do you call it, the sea otters to, you know, yeah, that's our lunch, get out of here.
because it happened like a few times in a row, and finally they closed everything because, you know, people were running back and forth.
Get exercise.
Yeah. That was a bit crazy. Otherwise...
Or you keep going on, and then with time, people go down to the beach, you know, in the evening at night when it's dark to watch the fireworks, you know, eating popcorn. Yeah, you just get conditioned like that. You know, it's like so many diseases that were so bad before that, you know, with like this, they would restrict travel and everything. It's still going on now, but nobody cares. Nobody worries about it. It's just. You get conditioned. That's 9 o'clock?
No.
Oh, okay. That's good. Okay. 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 I will never regard as sacred any place where Lord Gauranga is rejected. All knowledge or action hindering pure devotional service I consider worthless. Bhaktira Badhaka Kale Na Kori Adhar Bhakti Bahir Mukha Nicha Jani Par. Any seasonal observance which poses obstacles to the execution of devotional service finds no favor with me. And I consider as strangers all my own relatives or family members who are averse to devotional service. Because generally we take all these things and what's important, you know, the seasonal things and the different places and the different people and the philosophy. So if you put all the things that he's saying that he's giving up, these are the basis of people's inspiration in day-to-day life. That's their conversations, their thoughts, or, you know, that, so... Bhaktira Bhadika Spriha Koribo Varjan Abhakta Pradata Ana Na Kori Graham. I will totally abandon all desires that hinder devotion, and I will never touch foodstuffs offered to me by non-devotees. Jaha Kichu Bhakti Pratikula Boli Jani Chyajibo Jatane Taha E Nishchoya Vani. I vow to carefully avoid whatever I know to be contrary to devotional service. This is a most definite proclamation. It means whatever I know. Maybe as much as I know in devotional service, my practice and my association, what I've heard or understood, that I'll do. And Krishna will be pleased. But then if there is something wrong, Krishna will arrange that you'll read about it, someone will mention it, and that way you gradually improve. Just like in the beginning, the guy is... comes in contact with the devotees, and they talk about, you know, offering whatever you eat, and then he'll go home and offer whatever he eats, even though what he eats, you know, may have been from Domino's or whatever it is. Then just he offers it, and Krishna will be pleased because that's all he knows, and he's offering it to Krishna. And then by association, because he's doing that, he's getting pure. But then by association, then he'll start to learn what things are offerable. You know, so in other words, don't order the pizza with pineapple on it, you know, like that. You know, so you'll slowly learn, you know, all the techniques, no? So like that, then gradually he'll know by the association, then he'll be able to properly take up bhajana kriya. Otherwise, in the beginning, by association, you're following something, you're doing something. But then you come to the point where you have faith in the bhajan, and then you follow that nicely. Bhakti Vinoda Podi Prabhura Charane Magaye Shakati Pratikulyera Varchane. Bhakti Vinod falls down at the feet of the Lord and begs for the strength to give up all things that are unfavorable to pure devotion. Right? So these are all the categories that he's talking about. Right? So he's not where did we start? Oh, this okay, yeah, here. So all things that are averse to devotional service. All company that's adverse, any place or non-devotional activities, no books opposed, scriptural explanations that are opposed, any place where Lord Gauranga is rejected, all knowledge hindering pure devotional service. So even if it's a practical knowledge, but if it's hindering devotional service, it'll be given up. Seasonal observances, relatives and family members averse to devotional service, all desires that hinder devotional service, foodstuffs, you know, not connected with Krishna, and just to the best of my knowledge, anything that I know is contrary to devotional service, I will avoid that with a most definite proclamation. Like that. And then he prays to the Lord for the strength to give up all things that are unfavorable. So he's committed, so he sees what we've mentioned, he's committed to giving everything up, but he prays to Krishna for the strength to do it. Because we on our own can't do. You know, material nature is much bigger than us, but when you take shelter of Krishna, Krishna is bigger than mine, so that it works out. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.